I'm Rick Katchke, and this is The Catered Quiz. Today's contestant, from Brooklyn, New York, from the band Overlord, and the show VCR Party Live, George Pasless. Now, here is The Catered Quiz! Well, welcome to another edition of The Catered Quiz. Today, we are joined by George Pasless. George, thank you so much for being on the show.
If I do well, it's an honor.
and if you don't?
It's an impediment toward happiness.
George, you are part of VCR Party Live and Saturday Morning Cartoons. I have a question for you. How did you first meet Nick and Joe from the Found Footage Festival?
Let's see. Their lawyer is my friend, and he told me about them when they had a case where they were sued for a nuisance suit, I would say, for making fools of a Wisconsin TV station, or several of them, by being a pretend strongman duo. It was made into a movie called Chop and Steal, a documentary that you can watch. I believe it's on...
it's on Tubi now.
Yeah, okay. And anyhow, so he told me about them. I watched a few shows. And then at one point on the show, they said, let's have a theme song contest. And I've been recording music for, at this point, 33 years. So I figured if I can't win this, this will give me the sign that I have to give up. The same sign I should have seen 23 years ago. I recorded a song. Then I was going to send that, and I thought I should probably make visuals for this, but that became the opening credits to the show that they've been doing since like Christmas of 2018. And then at some point they asked me to be on the show, and I've been on since, I guess, like the middle of 2019. And I hate the word organic. We didn't seek each other out. It was just a meeting of weirdos.
It was meant to be. Speaking of songwriting, you've got the band Overlord.
Yes.
And I love that on Spotify, you created the playlist of 22 theoretical hits.
Yeah. In another dimension, they're hits.
Do you have a favorite song that you've made with the band?
Yes, but it hasn't been released yet. We've got some stuff coming out this year, and it's been an ongoing catastrophe, but I welcome anybody who has an interest in like indie pop music of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. It's not one genre. It's a lot
right.
of things, but I like it a lot, but I'm biased. So I welcome anybody else to listen.
No, you and I have briefly interacted before about the band Sparks, and listening
yes.
to Overlord, it does have that kind of vibe where it bounces around. It's not just locked in as one genre.
That's quite a compliment, because I really admire those gentlemen. Still going. I saw them once last year and once the year before that. And they're what, in their 70s? They're bouncing around the stage. It's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I took my son to see them last year. They came to Milwaukee for the first time in 40 years.
Wow.
And so I had to get front row seats.
Yeah.
And so he was like waving the entire time. And to Ron and Russell's credit, Ron just kind of gave like a smile, like made eye contact and gave a smile. And like Russell, as he was like hopping around, he gave like a little side wave.
Nice.
So it's like, all right, that was cool.
You've been acknowledged. That's spectacular. Yeah, I hope to be making things in 30 years, so we'll see.
Now, one of the things with VCR Party Live, you are kind of the detective of the show. You also create quizzes and games. Do you have a favorite piece of detective work that you've done in your years working for VCR Party Live?
Yeah, there have been some instances where, you know, I think Google's been cracking down on this lately, but for a long time people would just like upload everything to their web page, and it would get indexed. So there'd be like PDFs, Word docs, Excel sheets that were not supposed to be on there, that like if you look a certain way on Google, you can find your way into it. And so there's one particular person who I shall not state who they are, but who gets mentioned on the show very, very frequently. And I'd been looking for years, and I ended up finding a man, it was a scanned series of petitions for some really dumb local, like they didn't want a road to go near their house or something. And on that was the person's name and home phone number and email address, which no, like we, I couldn't find. I spent like 3 years looking for it. It was just, it was persistence. It was dumb luck. These are the ways I've been getting through my life so far. That was very vague, but I'm trying to like, I'm trying to not be the sort of person who makes people follow in my footsteps. I'm trying to build a wall behind me.
I like that. I do know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. That shows you've been watching VCR Party, and that means a lot to me, but mainly to Nick and Joe and to the algorithm. We're all slaves to the algorithm.
Now, here's the deal. You have created games yourself, but mm-hmm. you are now in the position where you are playing a game today.
Yeah.
Because you are here on the Catered Quiz. Here is how the game works. Mm-hmm. You have provided me two topics. Mm-hmm. We will talk about those in just a moment. And I have created a Catered Quiz around those topics. There will be two rounds.
Okay.
So each round, the point values are the same for the questions. So there's a 10-point question and a 10-point bonus follow-up question.
Okay.
Then there's a 20-point question. I think you see where this is going.
Yes.
There's a 30-point question, but the 30-point is a this or that, so you have a 50-50 shot with the 30-point question. That's
good. Excellent game design.
You're already loving it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the 40-point question has two answers, so each answer is worth 20 points.
Okay.
So you can earn up to 40 points, you can get 20 points, or you can get 0 points on the 40-point question.
Okay.
And then there's a 50-point question to finish up the round. Now, after the first two rounds, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. There's two final questions. The first is called the doubler. So it is a risk-free chance to double your score. So if you're at 100 points, you get the doubler right, you're at 200. You get it wrong, you're still at 100. You're a math guy. You know where I'm going with this.
We'll see. I hope I get it. Yeah.
So after the doubler, whatever topic you don't pick for the doubler, you will have to use for the final question. Mm-hmm. It's called the required risk, where you must risk at least 1 point. There is no wagering zero on the Catered Quiz.
All right. Well, you know, life is a risk. Yeah.
All right, George. So the topics that you provided were Creepshow and Cheers. Which topic would you like to do first?
Creepshow.
All right. So before we dive into Creepshow, tell me, how did this become a favorite movie of yours?
Let's see. So I'm going to guess that I saw the trailer in a movie theater in like 82, or I saw the TV spot or something. It was lingering in my mind that, and I was afraid of horror movies. So when I was in seventh grade, a good friend who was into horror movies, who knew I was into comic books, said, you know, was trying to use this as a gateway. And we started watching it, spoiler alert, I guess, that like a zombie pops out of the ground. I ran out of the room screaming, and he, my friend, who I'm still friends with, yelled, said something, I don't think I can say it on this show, about what, you know, the sort of person I would be if I ran away. And I came back in because I was more afraid of social consequences of not watching it than of being eaten by a zombie. So my fear of being disliked was greater than my fear of having my head torn off. Anyhow, I've been watching it. I loved it, and I used to rent it every Friday night from video sites in Holland, Pennsylvania, where I grew up. And they really looked at me in a weird way, but I would just rent it over and over again. I loved it. I still think the editing is amazing. I love it. Sorry, I'm going on too long. Hit me with some questions.
All right, let's dive in.
Okay.
So
maybe, if I know it, I don't know.
The 10-point question to start it off,
mm-hmm.
not counting the wraparound segments.
Right.
How many segments are there in Creepshow? There are five. You got 10 points right off the bat. Now the 10-point follow-up question. So of those five segments, how many were adaptations of stories that Stephen King had written already?
I believe that that would just be two. That would be Weeds and The Crate. The other three were written right for the movie. Is
That
that
is correct.
okay?
So you are already at 20 points. I can tell that this is a movie that you have
I've seen a
watched
lot,
over
yeah.
and over and over. The 20-point question now. In Tom Savini's book, Grand Illusion, he explains that for their creeping up on you, they supplemented the use of cockroaches with three different food items: raisins,
Fuck.
figs, and what other food item?
I knew raisins. I'm gonna say, what's dark dates? Did you say that?
I did not say dates.
Is that right?
It is right. You got
Okay.
it correct.
That's just All right, cool.
So, you were talking earlier about how Google, the algorithm, is broken. Wikipedia lists that for that scene, he used raisins and nuts.
Right. Okay.
And I was like, that doesn't seem accurate. So I tracked down Grand Illusion.
Great book. I remember getting that when I was in seventh or eighth grade, and it was a very important bathroom book for me.
And there's no mention of nuts on there. It's
Yeah.
figs, dates, and raisins. So I appreciate that you knew the book, you knew where I was going.
This is the quiz I've been waiting for since 1987. Yeah.
So you are at 40 points. You've gotten all the questions right so far. Question three, it's a this or that. In Something to Tide You Over, which actor has the first line of dialogue? Ted Danson or Leslie Nielsen?
Fuck, I'm going with Ted Danson.
No, it was Leslie
Ah, man.
Nielsen because he's pounding on the door.
Oh, Richard. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Fuck. All right, well.
All right. So
Whew.
you're at 40 points as we approach the 40-point question.
Yeah.
So talking about that wraparound segment,
Joe Hill. Was that
what are the names of the actors who played the father and the
Oh, Tom
son?
Atkins, Stephen King's son, Joe King or Joe Hill. Now,
I would have accepted both answers. You got it right.
it was going to be either that, or I think there's like a Greedo figure who's that's up on the anyhow, whatever. I'm just trying to think of what the questions would be. All right.
Are you a fan of Night of the Creeps?
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while, but Tom Atkins is amazing in that. And I actually went with Laura Wimbles of Lenora's Midnight Rental last October, maybe November, to a horror convention in Pennsylvania, and we met Tom Atkins, and it was amazing. It's to go somewhere with Laura Lenora is like, being welcomed into to backstage at like I don't know, Dracula's castle. Like you get to. They know her, she knows them. It's very weird, but it was great.
Yeah, I met Tom Atkins myself at a horror convention like 5 years ago. What a delight. I
What,
loved him.
yeah, he's exactly he's friendly, but there you can tell there's like that cantankerousness is no act. He's the real deal.
I love that, like, Creepshow and Night of the Creeps, two creep movies,
Yeah.
show his range. Where in
Yeah.
Creepshow, he's just this asshole dad.
Yes.
And in Night of the Creeps, he's grumpy and curmudgeonly, but there's a lovable softness to him too.
Yes, and maybe the third axis is him in the fog, which is I'm a
Yes.
big fog fan.
All right, so you are now at question five. It is the final question of the round
Okay.
for 50 points. What is the date of the Arctic Expedition?
June 19th, 1834. Did they publish National Geographic back then? Oh,
So,
sorry.
yes, what is the date of the Arctic Expedition printed on the crate in the crate?
Yeah.
And you nailed it.
Yeah. Sorry.
We're coming up on the 190-year anniversary of
Yeah,
that
I can't
expedition, so
wait.
get your social media posts ready.
It's going to be amazing. I'm actually going to get out and eat three of my friends or two of my friends in Wilma. Sorry. These are all in jokes for Creepshow. I apologize to anybody who was expecting something coherent.
That should probably be the tagline of the catered quiz.
Right. I'm going to let you finish the questions. That's how I'm going to go. I'm sorry. I'm so excited.
The excitement, I get it.
It's
I get
palpable.
it. So, a very impressive first round.
Right.
You are at 130 points. Well done. Now let's move on to the next topic, Cheers.
Okay.
Was this a show you grew up watching?
Yes.
How did you get into Cheers?
I have no idea. I'm sure I started watching it the first or second season. I remember watching it like in, you know, I would have been what, like 6 or 7 when it started. I don't know what it is, but I just really got into it. I never got out of it its entire run. And I only got more into it. And people seem to think I'm a lot like Norm as far as my placement in their lives. I'm somebody who appears, I'm there. I say something every once in a while, but I could not sustain a show on my own. I could not have a spinoff or just one that's based on like the George Wendt show, the George Pasla show. It wouldn't work. Maybe half a season. Doesn't matter who you put in as a guest star. But yeah, but I love it. I feel like a lot of my disappointment with life is due to expecting that quality and speed of jokes in day-to-day discourse. I love the show, and a recent rewatch made me see it in a completely different light. I thought Sam Malone was cool, but now I realize like he's even from the beginning he's like as a pathetic womanizer. He is really like, it's very embarrassing for him, and it's great. Yeah. It has you know, it probably has more heft to it than Mama's Family in retrospect. Yeah, I'm sorry, Vicki Lawrence, but that's where I'm at.
No, I appreciate the idea of like you see something in a new light at a later age. I grew up loving Ferris Bueller's Day Off and like, oh man, Ferris Bueller's cool. And then you watch it as an adult and you're like, he's an asshole.
He sure is. And same thing with The Graduate, where it's like I totally identify when I was like graduated from college, I'm like, that's the guy. And then between like Consequence and you know, you get a better sense of the like how your actions affect other people as you age, so the best art has can be appreciated at different times in one's life. So let's talk about Cheers. I'm sorry, I apologize to everyone at home who's expecting like a laugh riot, but I'll do what I can for this part.
So let's dive in. You're at 130 points. We lead off with the 10-point question.
Okay.
How many seasons of Cheers were there?
I guess 11, 82 to 93.
That is correct. So you are at 140 points. Now, the follow-up question. Woody Harrelson joined the show in what season?
Let's see. I'm going to say fourth. It was either third or fourth. So I'm going to say fourth.
It was the fourth season. Okay. You got it.
Yeah, all right. Cool. All right.
All right, so you're at 150 points as we go to question number 2 for 20 points. In the season 5 episode Dinner at Eight-ish, Frasier and Lilith perform what song on the piano as they host Sam and Diane?
Our House?
Yes, it is Our House.
Okay. Right, okay. I believe Diane joins in, they stop.
And then they stop.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that's one that is, when you rewatch it, do they have that clip on there? Because I know that Cheers is one of these shows where with like music rights, there's so many different edits and things that were cut out or replaced.
I think it is. I think it's mainly when, I think it'd be easier to get, like it's the original recordings. I don't know this for a fact, but I know it's right. Something like WKRP is like impossible to get because you know, they had the top 40 on every episode. So they could like, it's now subbed in with, I don't know, maybe one of my songs. We'll see, but I'll offer it up. But yeah, so I think it's in there. I think I saw it in a rewatch.
Okay. So you're at 170 points.
Okay.
In the first episode of the show, who has the first line, Sam Malone or the underage customer?
I'll go with the customer. I don't remember.
It yeah. was the customer.
Yeah. I remember, he's got the fake ID. Yeah. He's got the fake ID. And, but I don't remember exactly how that was, except that when Sam's reading the birth date, which I think is like in the like 1940s or something, the kid's mouth is moving along with it because he's memorized it. Good work.
Yeah, when
Yeah.
I was watching that part, I was like, why does this kid look so familiar? He looks a little bit like Bruno Kirby, but I knew it wasn't Bruno Kirby. And then I realized, like over a decade ago, I went through my parents' old VHS tapes and pulled all the commercials, created the thing, Consumption Optional, which is on the Rewindo Club. And one of the things that I came across was a TV show called Jennifer Slept Here. Have you ever heard of this show?
I've heard of it. I don't remember anything about it or even when it's from.
He was the main kid from Jennifer Slept Here,
Huh.
like 2 years after his appearance on Cheers.
Well, everybody's career arc is different, and but to imagine being the first person on the first
Yep.
on one of the most important shows on TV history, if TV is important. We don't know yet as far as in
The
500
grand
years. Like,
scheme.
is it like a blip? I don't know. We'll see.
I will send you the theme song to Jennifer Slept Here because I did not really watch the whole episode, but I love the theme song
Huh.
because it does a thing at the end. I don't know music. I'm not a musician, but it does the thing with the bass line where the bass is like do 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 do, where like the bass like kind of speeds up and
Right. Double
perfect.
time bass.
Double time.
Well,
Okay.
okay. Can't wait to hear it.
All right. Question number four. For 40 points here. Who are the two presenters for the Cable Ace Awards that announced Diane Chambers as the winner?
So it wasn't my favorite, a thing I still think about and laugh, which is Salman Rushdie and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is who they say is the presenter after that. That's not who this is. I think it's Mike Ditka is one
Yes,
of them.
that's
And I
one.
want to say, I think it was a model, and I don't know who it was, but I'm going to say Carol Alt. I don't know
It
who it
was
was.
a model, and her name was Kim Alexis.
Oh, right. And they
But
have
you
really
got
bad banter. Yeah.
Ditka.
Yeah. It was, I love that. I love, yeah. I love it. Yeah. So I don't even know who Carol Alt is. The name just jumped in my head. But yes, 100% Kim Alexis.
So you got Ditka. You're at 220 points. As we come to the final question of the round for 50 points,
Okay.
the Cheers sign says established in what year?
Let's see. So they had, I'm going to go with the episode. I remember they had their 100-year episode, but the sign said something different. Because it used to be a whorehouse. Eight, I'm going to say 1891. I don't know.
You were very close. It was 1895.
All right.
So you, if I had put a
Oh,
full date on there, like the crate, you would have been able to pull that. But when it was just the year, a little trickier.
I figured it was 100 years, but also that the show ended in 93. So I'm like, what? Something less than 93. But I also remembered it wasn't that. So all right, okay. No, I, it's a fact. I'm sorry to all the Cheers heads out there. But at least you have the show. Yeah.
To make up for you getting that
Yeah.
question wrong.
Yep.
So, a very strong first two rounds. You are at 220 points. We will take a quick break and be back for the final two questions, the doubler and the required risk. Hey, it's Rick Hatchkey here with the catered quiz. Just taking a moment as we set up for the doubler and the required risk to let you know that if you're not already a Melinda, you should be, and you should watch VCR Party Live on the Found Footage Festival's YouTube channel. If you're looking for an episode to get you started, I'll pitch the episode I was a guest on. Just search for VCR Party Live and the Movie Orgy to watch me speak authoritatively on Joe Dante and John Davison's The Movie Orgy. It might be the one thing in the world I am perhaps the foremost expert on. All right, we are all set for the final two questions. Let's go back to see how George does on the doubler and the required risk. All right, we are back for the final two questions. You are at 220 points, George. So now you have a big decision to make. For the doubler, which topic would you like to do?
I guess creep show.
Okay. So to double your points from 220 to 440,
Okay.
In Father's Day, mm-hmm. Bedelia is drinking what brand of alcohol when she visits her father's grave?
Isn't she drinking Jim Beam?
She is. You got okay. it. It seems like you had a moment of panic there, but you pulled it out right away.
Because I was thinking of I don't know what I was thinking of the character of Sylvia Grantham, and like, what did she have? I'm sure it was just I couldn't remember whether it was like champagne or wine. I'm like, I don't fucking know this. But then I remembered the Jim Beam falling over, and because he's a bootlegger, that's why it reanimated his corpse. So anywho, spoilers aplenty.
You are at 440 points as okay. we come to the final question, the required risk.
Okay.
Now, we still have lots more episodes to go, but as of right now, the mm-hmm. high score is 610 points, and it will be the top three scores that make it to the final episode of the year. So as you contemplate that, what would you like your wager to be from 440 points?
I'm going to say 220.
220 points, which would put you at 660. So how many actresses mm-hmm. won acting Emmys
Ooh,
for their performance on Cheers? And so this is, and I'm not counting, like, there were no guest star Emmys, right. that sort of thing, just from the cast. And this is both supporting and lead acting.
You're right. No, I think Rhea Perlman did. And I think... I think the answer is two. I seem to remember there was resentment about after like the first or second season, maybe when like there was a lot of critical notice for Shelley Long, and I don't know if that accompanied an Emmy, but I'm gonna say it did. So I'm gonna say two. I don't know.
No, it was four. It was Shelley Long, Rhea Perlman, Bebe Neuwirth, and Kirstie Alley won acting awards.
And you know what? They all deserved it. They were amazing. So you know what? I'm not sad. I'm happy for all of them, including the late Kirstie Alley and her insane far right Scientological beliefs. And you know what? It's no shame coming in. You know, Joe will have to represent the Found Footage Festival in the top tier. But, well, it was awesome. I had a good time. And I should have said that my areas of interest were the first two stories from Creepshow and then the last three stories from Creepshow. Then...
Oh, man, you just provided the template for future contestants to rig the game. Oh, man, George.
That's what I'm always late to how to game the system. But thank you so much for this opportunity to be zany in front of strangers. I even had a flub just there. That was perfect. This show had it all.
Before you go, do you have anything that you'd like to tell folks about anything of yours that they should check out?
Sure. If you're in New York in April, my band is playing on the 2nd, and then I believe the 3rd at the Found Footage Festival's 20-year anniversary show. Those are both in Brooklyn, and we have a single coming out then. And then every week, VCR Party, Saturday Morning Cartoons is going to be coming back in March. And I don't know. If you have math problems, just ask me. Just email me.
Well, George, thank you so much for being on the Catered Quiz.
Thank you so much. I was expecting hors d'oeuvres, because catering, but there was a full meal. It was delicious. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much to George for joining me on the Catered Quiz. After today's episode, our standings remain the same with Mitch DeSantis in first with 610 points, Elise Bartel with 510, and Joe Pickett with 501. I've been Rick Katschke, you've been the listener. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Catered Quiz.